The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Yesterday was time travel day, and there's something I want to talk about. I know it was yesterday, but I don't care because I think so. This will be fun. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Okay, this movie was made in the 80s. Do you know the name of it?
All we need is a little plutonium.
Oh, I'm sure that in 1985, plutonium is available in every corner drugstore, but in 1955, it's a little hard to come by. Marty, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid you're stuck here.
So Shane is on line two. Shane, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Can you name that movie?
Yeah, it was Back to the Future.
Yeah!
Boom! Got it.
Back to the Future.
Did you win nothing.
Yeah, we have nothing to give to you. I'm sorry.
It's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. So did you ever watch that movie?
Oh, yeah. I watched it actually the other day on YouTube.
Are you a fan of old school movies? Because you said you watched it on YouTube.
Yeah, I mean, I was born in 84, so I kind of grew up with the 80s and 90s movies.
I get it. Thank you so much for listening. Where are you headed?
Taking my son to school.
Oh, what's his name?
Logan.
Tell Logan we said hi. I really appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you both. Merry Christmas to your family.
Thank you.
All right, love
thank you.
You so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
All right, bye.
Okay, so let's go to line two, Katie. Miss Katie, can you name that movie?
Yeah, it's Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Boom, got it.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Oh, yeah.
Who hasn't seen this movie?
Somebody hasn't seen it. There's got to be one person out there, but it's a great... I love it. Do you like it, Katie? Was it one of your favorites?
Oh, yeah. You know, watched it over and over again. Keep wondering why we don't have hoverboards yet, you know?
That's what I'm saying! I was just talking to Shane. He called before you, and I was saying, we thought we'd be so far ahead. We're 2025. That was 1985.
And no, they went to 2015. Yeah.
They went to 2015, though, right?
Yeah.
I thought you said traveled, it was 85.
They travel back and forth.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then they went to the Old West. Remember that? Because there's three
different.
We don't need roads.
Yeah, I do remember that. I wish that we were that advanced. Well, you said they are in Asia, Otto. You said there's all kinds of different stuff over there.
Not hoverboards.
For sure. Thank you so much, Katie, for listening. We love you. Have a great day. Bye.
You too.
Miss Taylor, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. Name that movie.
To the Future.
Yeah.
Boom. Got it.
Go. Everybody got it right. We have nothing to give to you. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
Okay. Did you love that movie?
I did.
I was so confused. So I was thinking they went to 1985. It was 1985.
They went to 2015.
They went to 2015.
Yeah. And then they went to like 18 crazy. Something.
So Taylor, if you could go in the past to the past or future, which way would you go?
To the past.
Where would you go?
I would just start life over again. If I could relive life.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
So wait, you want to go back with all the knowledge?
I've been through a lot. So to start over, it would definitely be better.
I would definitely want to go to the future.
So wait, you'd go back to the past with all the knowledge you have now. So would you be a really smart baby?
What? No, so I could redo all my regrets.
There we go. This is more butterfly effect. I like it. I like your style.
Taylor. Taylor could be like, what was the guy's name? Biff?
Yeah.
He had all the answers.
No, that wouldn't happen.
Exactly. Taylor, thank you so much for listening. Merry Christmas. We love you. Happy New Year and all
Merry
of that.
Christmas.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Do you have littles? Christmas is around the corner.
Whew.
What the toys that are trending? I have been doing so much research on this because it really matters. Plus, I think this year it's not really going to be about tons of presents. It's going to be about the one present that matters. Times are tough.
Yep.
Pennies are being pinched. We're not even making pennies anymore. That's how bad it is right now.
Nickels are being pinched.
Yeah. So I have a little list of the trending toys, and it reminded me a lot of stuff I used to love when I was little. There's this thing, this toy. It's the hottest toy according to Walmart. It's called the Melissa and Doug Simmer and Stir Stovetop. Why is it different? Okay, remember the kitchens when you were little?
Yeah.
I used to love playing with kitchens. I never had one, but I always had friends that had them. This one, when you squeeze water out of the spoon or you pour the olive oil on food, it changes color.
Oh.
I know. It's like interactive.
I can see my niece going crazy over this.
Imagine. She's got every toy in the book. She has a little kitchen. In fact, we were at Otto's brother's house, my brother-in-law, Teomatic, and I was playing with the kitchen. Did you notice me? Because I never
She's
had
She's got
one
like the fancy full-on kitchen.
Oh, it is so amazing. She's got like stuff that pours. She has a blender and it makes a little noise. It's so cute. Also, this was on every single list from, I can't remember the little boy's name. Who knows him? He's on YouTube. Gosh.
Oh, and he's like a multimillionaire.
877-730-TCS1. He does all the toy Come on, somebody call me.
The toy reviews, yeah.
Anyway, him, Good Housekeeping, Good Morning America, TikTok, everybody had this one on. The DreamWorks Tame and Train Interactive Toothless from How to Train a Dragon.
Oh,
from How to Train a Dragon.
Oh, okay.
Didn't you love playing with action toys when you were little?
I did, but today's toys are much different. They have AI and they're way different. So there's a Lilo doll a Stitch doll.
Stitch, same thing. You're right. He made the list as well. Okay, so producer Jack says Paige is on the line and she knows the answer. So what's the kid's name that makes all the money on YouTube just reviewing toys?
Ryan's World.
Ryan's World. That's what it is. Oh my gosh. How old is Ryan now?
I think he's like 14 now.
Yeah, I was like, he's big now and a 100 millionaire from what I've heard.
Raking it in.
Yeah.
Playing with toys.
He's rich.
Yeah, he's rich, rich. Paige, are you doing any shopping right now for Christmas? Any toy shopping?
For the first time ever, I got all my shopping done already.
Look at Paige.
You got little.
I know.
You have little kids?
Well, I've got a 5-year-old. He's our youngest. And then I've got a 14-year-old.
What did your 5-year-old ask Santa Claus for?
He's kind of a weird kid. And he asked for a blue diamond.
What?
And then
sounds like my kind of kid.
Well, here's the funny thing is that Santa was looking.
Yes, Santa was looking for
a blue diamond.
Right, right.
I'm pretty sure the elves made one. And then he decided he wants a watch instead. So,
well,
yeah.
Maybe he could get a watch with some blue diamonds in it.
I want you to think about how refined Paige's son is. He's 5, he wants a blue diamond, and now he wants a watch.
You better go see Paul Wall.
You better call Paul Wall, girl.
It was the craziest thing. So he lost his first tooth yesterday, and the tooth fairy came, but he was talking about how he didn't need any money, right? Because he's 5, I guess.
Right.
So the tooth fairy must have known that he originally wanted a blue diamond because that's what she put under his pillow last night.
Oh, there you go. Wow. Yeah, that's good.
I love when Santa and the tooth fairy work
coordinate.
Together.
They work together. Yeah, Paige, I get it. Yep. I get it. Okay, thank you so much for giving me Ryan's World's name. Now I'm just jealous of a 14-year-old. Love you. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
So another one that came on the list that reminds me of an old school toy called Light Bright. Do you remember Light Bright?
Yes, of course.
Okay, there's an updated version, Otto. It's called...
I'm sure it's amazing.
Lumi Board LED Drawing Board. I want one. I never got a Light Bright. Never had a Light Bright.
My grandma had one of those at her house.
If you have a littles, anything bluey, but the latest, I want one. It's Bingo and Supermarket Playset.
I saw it.
It looks so good, right?
The kids' toys nowadays are so much cooler than
mine were.
They're
so cool. Oh, and Slime is so back. So our daughter used to play with Slime. And Elmer's Fluffy Slime Kit is back. The Moose Toys, I think it's called Gwee Gwee Slime Bundle. And these are not as sticky as the old school slimes either.
Okay.
Because that was a huge complaint. I know you hated
it. And it made a lot of big, humongous messes.
It did make messes. So these supposedly have way better chemical formulation. But the number one toy for littles is Legos. Well, Lego Panda Family. That's the newest. Did you see their pandas?
They've got so many different Lego sets. And then I can't believe you haven't brought this one up. Labubu. It's everywhere.
Oh, yeah, but Labubu's so expensive, Otto. And most Labubus I see are DJs like you with them on their backpacks. I'm like, come on. You've made this turn into this expensive toy.
It wasn't me. I had nothing to do with it.
We have Kennedy on line 2. Miss Kennedy, what's the best Christmas present that you got when you were little?
When I got my snowboard.
Oh, that's a great gift. But that's not, how old were you?
In middle school?
What about when you were really little?
When I was really little, I had this little stuffed animal during the holidays that would read the Christmas story to me.
Oh my gosh.
So in turn, I just memorized what it said and I could read without having to read.
And now you can say it all verbatim right now?
Yeah, you probably remember the story. Do you remember the Christmas story? What was
it's a night before Christmas, all through the house.
Not a creature was stirring.
Not a creature was stirring.
Not even a mouse. Kennedy, love you so much. Merry Christmas. Have a good day.
Merry Christmas.
Bye.
See you guys.
Bye.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
A lot of people responding to the documentary that 50 Cent put out about Sean Combs called The Reckoning. Now P. Diddy, yes, Sean Combs' mother, is making a public statement. I'm going to tell you what she has to say after Celebrity Birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Kurt Angle and comedian/friend of the show, Country Wayne, celebrating his birthday.
Happy birthday. All right, so Janice Combs released a statement in regards to the docuseries that 50 Cent released December 2nd, 2025, which, by the way, is one of the most viewed shows on Netflix right now. She says that she is portrayed as an abusive parent, which is untrue, that she was a single mother raising her son, that Sean, her son, Sean Diddy, she's referring to him, rather, Sean Combs, was raised with love, that he always was about hard work. He was not abused. She says Sean has always been an industrious, goal-oriented, and overachiever. I don't doubt that. I don't doubt any of that. But I also don't doubt a lot of what was portrayed in the docuseries. These were events that were, you know, told by people that were around him. I know my mother doesn't like me talking about our past. You know, nobody wants to discuss the imperfections of family, but there's a reason that Sean Combs behaves in the way he does. I didn't know his father was a gangster.
Yeah, his dad was.
Like a real gangster.
But we've known for a long time that Diddy is a gangster.
But here's the thing. He wasn't raised by him. He was like, in this docuseries, you'll learn, if you haven't seen it, I won't give you any spoilers. I mean, we pretty much all know the story. He was trying to live up to an image in his mind. He really didn't know his father. His father was killed when he was very young. So he was trying to maybe be like his father, the father he never knew. I don't know. Some of this nefarious behavior took place with his children involved, his sons.
I did. That was the part that was kind of disturbing to me, was when Justin Combs is there with him as he's doing
certain
things. And
the
whole thing was pretty disturbing. And
so you finally watched it, Ant, too?
No,
a little bit of
I mean,
excerpts on TikTok and like everybody else.
And also, I think it's pretty telling to see that his mom really didn't really defend him too much at all, just really kind of made her stance and made it clear that the household growing up was a household of love. So I think that's pretty telling to where she stands with him, too.
Well, it reminds me, though, of him talking about love all the time and then going and doing these bad things. Deny, 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 no accountability whatsoever, which leads me to believe that nobody's learned their lesson in this horrible tale.
Yeah.
He'll get out of jail eventually, and I hope.
But the one thing is that when, I think Diddy thought when he got out of jail, he was going to go on this, oh, free Diddy, everybody, I'm back.
He's going to.
Well, he's going to try.
He will.
But now what this documentary has done is, I think, stained his reputation for life. Because now most people believe that he was behind the killing of Tupac and Biggie.
Well, those are all allegations.
They're all allegations. Behind the killing of Kim Porter. There's like a lot of people have gone away that have been around him.
You are really thinking too highly of people. The jury themselves were just so enamored by him. After seeing the video, one of the jurors in the docuseries was like, oh, these are two people who were too much in love. As he threw Cassie around a hotel hallway. No, there are people who find celebrities, no matter how disgusting their behavior, just in a different light. You know, they see them, and he will do this tour, and he will sell out shows, and it's quite unfortunate. I just hope he learns his lesson.
I don't think nobody's going to go watch and perform music.
We'll see. I hope you're both right. I hope I'm wrong.
I haven't played a song with Diddy in a long time.
I understand that. I hope
he
changes.
I did see that he sent funeral bouquets to 50 Cent.
He did. Did you see that?
That's pretty intense.
That's what I'm saying. He has not learned his lesson. Yeah. He thinks he's right. Everybody else is wrong. He thinks he's a victim because he's a narcissist. We'll see how the story goes, right, when he gets out of jail in 3 years.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I can't believe we spent $14 billion on Cyber Monday.
What? Wow.
$14 billion. Is that the most we've ever spent? The most ever in the history of Cyber Monday recorded. That is absolutely
insane. Why is everybody saying that the economy's slowing down and we're spending more money?
Well, everything costs more, and a lot of credit card debt is, I'm not kidding, loans and credit card debt. We're raking them in. We're raking it up.
That does make sense, though, because Black Friday was also not what it used to be either. Like, you remember back in the day when Black Friday, people would leave, like, I remember my aunties and stuff would leave
right
Thanksgiving dinner and then go get ready to get outside
the
store. And then, yeah, that doesn't happen.
They don't even do that anymore, do they?
Yeah, they do, yes.
Where at?
Certain stores do television still, electronics, and it's just, they've got security and stuff.
But
because it got a little wild. It got a little wild.
It's not as crazy as it used to be, though.
Not like the
frantic. Like, that was the only place you used to get those deals at. And now you could just get them Cyber Monday, and people are extending Cyber Monday for like days.
My friend called me and told me he got a 100-inch TV for, I think it was $1,100.
A 100-inch TV.
I know. You already mounted it. It's a wall.
That's what I said. I saw the picture. I was like, geez. But then I had TV envy. You know, you see somebody with a bigger TV. I was like, man, I thought our 85-inch was fancy. Guess not. Yeah, that's just a lot of money. So, but like you just asked about that, credit card debt is at an all-time high as well. So got to watch it. Let's pay our credit cards off. It's okay. It's already done. pay them off. And then
what do people spend their money on, though?
They didn't break all that down. Mm. Yeah, it's just, who cares? What did I spend my money on? Shoes, presents for other people. I got you some things, Otto.
Have you bought anything yet for Christmas?
No, I just bought a ring light on, that was it. And
cause you got a good deal, I bet.
Yeah, it was like I got it for $30. So that was cool.
That's really good because they're expensive.
Yes, I'm happy to use it. And barbers are taking all the ring lights. Barbers have all the ring lights now.
They're doing all the stuff on Instagram and TikTok. Mm-hmm. Got to promote your business.
And yeah, honestly, we're getting closer and closer to Christmas. There's not too much time to get shopping done.
No, you're right. Some people like to plan it early. Mm. Some people like to wait. Like some people in this studio.
Because people are starting to realize, like, oh my God, mm-hmm. I haven't planned mm-hmm. Christmas shopping yet.
Otto goes Christmas shopping on December 23rd yes. every year.
What? At the majority of
He's
men.
He's the last minute shopper. I don't understand
Do
it.
Do I
Why?
Get it done?
Barely.
But does it get done?
Yes. It does. Mainly because I do all the shopping. I'm like, oh, it's in that closet. Go grab it from this drawer. Here, grab the wrapping paper, Otto. He's like, thank God you went shopping early.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Tyler, the creator, recognized as one of the greatest innovators. We're going to hear from him, and you won't believe who actually gave him this award. You'll hear from him, too, after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Country Wayne celebrating his birthday. Oh, and Kurt Angle.
Oh, yeah. All right. Happy birthday. And congratulations, Tyler, the creator of Variety Magazine. One of my favorites, by the way. Great publication. Gave him the Innovator of the Decade Award.
Wow.
And who presented him? Andre 3000. Take a listen.
The recipient of the Variety Hitmakers Innovator of the Decade Award. I call him Creatine. Tyler, the creator, y'all.
The first song I taught myself how to play piano was She's Alive by This Man, so please make some noise for this guy. When my team told me, yo, Variety want to give you Innovator of the Year, I was like, me? To me, the innovators are Andres, the Kanyes, the Pharrells, the Missy Elliotts, the Sean Carters, the Roy Ayers, Stevie Wonder, like the people that like I look up to. So to share a word like innovator with folks that I look up like that didn't make any sense. I took a moment yesterday to say, damn, it actually does feel good. And I'm so grateful.
That moment that you take in, instead of the work, you don't even realize where you were and how far you've come. That moment to just accept it. You know, that's where he was. He's like, I can't believe this. I love hearing it from him because I'm
just such a fan.
But
at this point, he's inspired a whole new generation.
I think that's what he's trying to come to terms with. I mean, think about it. He was a founder of Odd Future. And now you're talking 15 years later, or I don't know if it's been that long, but it's been a long time. Over a decade for sure.
It's been since about 2008.
I can't believe that.
Yeah.
And now here we are. He's like, I'm in the company of, I mean, when he said Stevie Wonder, I'm like, yeah, I understand why. It's shocking. But he is amazing. And his shows are amazing. And he's next level. And it took a long time for mainstream to catch up with what Tyler was doing. I think that was what was so frustrating for him. For many years, he'd go to BET Awards, he would just be, you know, nobody would pay attention. The Grammys, like, I don't really understand it because he was doing so many different things, which is why he's an innovator.
Yes. And there's so much creative energy coming from him, too, where he does, like, so many other things beyond just the musical performance aspect, too, because he's an amazing director as well.
And fashion. Mm-hmm. The man can dress.
And in all reality, he's the epitome of hip-hop. He does everything his own way. He doesn't sound like anybody else. He's just, he really does epitomize hip hop.
But you know, Otto, I think that's why for so long he was so frustrated and he spoke about hip hop would just not give him his credit. It was really strange. I don't understand it. When he was selling out festivals, they still just for some reason were ignoring him. Not anymore though. People see it now.
Oh, you can. When he sells out arena tours, you can't really ignore it anymore.
Yeah, for sure. All right, if you want to check it out, go to my story at Dana Cortez on Instagram. I posted it because I was just so amazed.
And remember to give him credit. We wouldn't have Frank Ocean without him.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
We wouldn't have Casey Veggies. Yeah. We wouldn't have Taco. I mean, he's got a whole acting career now.
Casey Veggies.
Yeah. Casey Veggies part of Odd Future.
But he was doing his own thing.
Yeah, but he's part of Odd Future.
Yeah, but he was...
Okay, we can debate that a whole other time.
It doesn't even matter. Tyler, the creator, deserves the Innovator Award. Once again, at Dana Cortez on Instagram. Check the video of Andre 3000 presenting it to him, and we'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
All right, there's a new policy at Target, also known as Target, and you have to smile. Employees must smile at customers.
Weren't they smiling already?
Not at Target, not anywhere really.
If you think
Dutch
about
Bros,
it.
Shout out Dutch Bros. They just opened
That's too much smiling. That's too much smiling.
Not for me. I'll talk to a wall for 2 hours. So when I meet a Dutch Bros employee, it's like, oh, worlds colliding. Boom. Like, you gonna outtalk me? No, you won't, buddy.
I bet they step back like, who is this?
Sometimes though, it's like not good because I'll be overventing to them.
So
you're like therapy session.
Yeah. They're like, go. Is his coffee ready?
Please get this guy out of here. He hasn't even had it yet.
Target employees, you have to smile now. According to several reports by Bloomberg, this is part of Target's new, I guess, the face of...
Rebrand?
Yeah, because they lost a little money. They got into the whole DEI arguments. I don't even know what was going back and forth. Sales are down. That's what happened. Doesn't matter what happened. The sales were down. So they need to be really nice to people. Why does this have to be a policy, though? Shouldn't you just already be nice?
I was
going to
say, like, you, customer service, you should be greeting people with a smile anyways.
I guess, but the reality is no, dog.
No, you're supposed to. You just mentioned how much you love going to Dutch Bros. Mm-hmm. Dutch Bros is one of the happiest places on earth because of that, right? You know you're going to be greeted with a smile. You know you're going to have a mini therapy session.
Look what happened to Wendy's. They stopped greeting people with a smile. They have to close 300 restaurants now.
You got to treat your customers as if, oh, wait, they keep you running. Because that's true. You have to be kind to them. I was reminded, and I tell this story all the time, and I remind myself, sometimes I'll come in here, I'm in a bad mood. Something's going on. That's nobody's fault. I don't need to answer the phone with, hey, it's a Dana Cortez. You can't have attitude. I used to work for the Boys and Girls Clubs years ago, and I was having a bad time. I think, honestly, it was money problems. And I answer the phone, Boys and Girls Clubs. And the woman on the other line said, are you okay? Do you need some help?
She checked you?
Oh, I think she clearly wanted to let me know whatever your problem is not mine. I need some help. And so it just reminded me to be happy. Be okay. Because if nobody's calling, then I don't have a job.
True.
So shout out to Target for incorporating this into their policy. Haven't you ever gone in somewhere and felt like you weren't welcome?
It's usually like a high-end store, like a Louis Vuitton or like a Chanel or something. Like, I can't stand those people that work
but
there.
But as Anthony said, you're paying for them to be pretentious. That's how they're supposed to treat you.
If anywhere, they should treat you like with a humongous smile and treat you like you're the best person on earth. You're about to drop humongous amounts of money.
Sure you are. No. A lot of you're paying for the pretension. You know when you know a place is really good, the food? When you walk in there and it's packed, right? And they're rude behind the counter. Just rude. Nobody cares because the food is that good. You know what I'm talking about.
I won't go eat there.
I will.
Oh, dude, yes.
There is a place that Dana used to like to go to that was like this, where it was packed, but the people were so rude that I swore to her that I would never, ever, ever go there. Have I gone there again?
No, you just had me order and take home.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.